AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court seems likely to uphold state bans on transgender athletes in girls and women's sports. Lower courts ruled for transgender athletes in Idaho and West Virginia who challenged the state bans. At least five of the six conservatives indicated they would rule the laws don't violate either the Constitution or the landmark Title IX law, which produced dramatic growth in girls and women's sports. Justice Brett Kavanaugh coached his daughters in girls' basketball. He talked about girls and women who might lose a medal in a competition with a transgender athlete.
If large numbers, well, for the individual girl who does not make the team or doesn't get on the stand for the medal, or doesn't make all league, there's a harm there.
The three liberal justices seem to focus on allowing individual transgender athletes involved in the cases to be allowed to compete. Former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton say they will refuse to comply with a congressional subpoena to testify in a House committee's investigation of Jeffrey Epstein. Republican lawmakers are preparing contempt of Congress proceedings. The Clintons say the investigation is legally invalid. Arizona Republican Andy Biggs is on the House Oversight Committee.
They never said they weren't going to show. They never said they thought it was unconstitutional. They never exerted a privilege. There was communication constantly, and every indication that we had was that they were going to come on in and he was going to answer questions.
President Trump says he canceled talks with Iranian officials amid a protest crackdown, telling Iranian citizens help is on the way. Arriving in Michigan, the president was asked about it.
He said to Iran this morning that help is on the way for protesters. What did you mean by that? What kind of help?
You're going to have to figure that one out. I'm sorry.
Mike Tomlin is stepping down after 19 seasons as coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is AP News. His ex-wife says Scott Adams, creator of the comic strip Dilbert, has died of prostate cancer. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
Adams got his start working a corporate job at the Pacific Bell Telephone Company, sharing his cartoons to amuse coworkers. He got picked up by United Media and the first Dilbert strip launched in 1989. The comic captured the ridiculousness of modern office culture, and the characters, like Dilbert's pointy-haired boss and megalomaniac dog, were seen in thousands of papers spanning 70 countries. There was even a Dilbert TV series that lasted two seasons. The strip was dropped from syndication in 2023 after Adams, who was white, repeatedly referred to black people as members of a hate group. Adams continued the comic on the Rumble platform and hosted a podcast. President Trump remembered him as a fantastic guy who liked and respected me when it wasn't fashionable to do so. Scott Adams passed away at age 68. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.